I'm David Fair, stepping in as we continue on 89.1 WEMU. In about 2 months' time, Washtenaw County will officially launch its local photo identification program. Last year, the Board of Commissioners approved a measure creating a Washtenaw County photo identification card. It's going to be available to anyone who has lived here for 15 of the last 30 days and meets certain minimal criteria. Anyone. My guest this morning is the CEO of Synod Community Services in Ypsilanti, which was one of the driving forces in getting this program approved and ready for launch. Keita Cowan also serves as chair of the Washtenaw ID Task Force, and we welcome you to WEMU.
Thank you.
Some consider this a civil rights issue. Some consider it a measure of efficiency and service to certain segments of our population. You have a very unique perspective in your line of work. Based on that perspective, how do you view this program?
We really see it as a program to enhance the livability of our community by ensuring to every resident the ability to meet their basic needs by engaging in commercial transactions more easily.
And where are the barriers to those commercial transactions, to having access to some things that perhaps you and I take for granted?
Well, currently, you have probably noticed that the request for an ID card has really escalated in the last, let's say, 5 years, such that basic necessities have really been converted to privileges restricted to those that have an ID card.
So who are we talking about? Who is lacking access at this point?
We're talking about folks with a mental illness, homeless individuals, members of the undocumented community.
These also happen to be people who have perhaps more frequent contact with the area's law enforcement community. Law enforcement, in fact, has been very supportive of launching this Washtenaw County Identification Program. How will it help community policing and citizen safety?
The ID card really empowers all members of our community to report crimes when they've been the victims of crimes, or to assist in police investigations when they've witnessed a crime or have information concerning that.
In your dealings with the underserved in Washtenaw County, have you found that there is concern or even fear of reaching out and making that kind of contact?
Oh, absolutely. We've worked with groups, in particular a group of representing the undocumented community that has reported to us different crimes where the victims have been afraid and have not reported those crimes to the police.
The two areas of concerns I've heard are the cost of implementing a program that many believe duplicates an ID card system already available through the state of Michigan, and the other is the legitimizing undocumented residents who may be in our county illegally. How do you respond to those concerns?
I guess the first issue is that the ID card does not change anyone's legal status in the United States. It is an interesting fact that while immigration policy is set at the national level, the effects of those policies are seen on a local level. And what we're trying to do is really just enhance the livability of Washtenaw County for all who desire to be here without affecting their legal status.
And to get back to the availability of having it at the state level, how is the Washtenaw ID program going to be different?
It'll be more accessible in that community agencies are providing the link between individuals that need ID cards and the Washtenaw ID card itself. As well, the system for determining eligibility is more accessible. There will be mobile outreach to the community and to individuals who are unable to walk to the Secretary of State's office on their own.
What will people need in order to get an ID card? What will be the minimum criteria?
They will need to produce documentation equal to 300 points on a sort of scale that we've established, wherein different identity credentials are attributed a different point.
Photo ID, birth certificates, fingerprints, those kinds of things?
Exactly.
All cumulative, adding up to the 300-point system minimum?
Exactly.
Is mid-April still the target date for getting the program launched?
Yes, it is.
And once it's launched, it's going to cost what?
It'll cost $25 right now and be available through the Office of the County Clerk.
And for those who don't have $25, many of those that you serve?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there going to be assistance available?
There will be. We've established a scholarship program to enable the truly indigent to also afford an ID card.
Well, you and I will take time and talk now and again for updates on progress and then from a variety of perspectives on how this is going to impact the community moving forward. Sound good?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Keita Cowan, the CEO of Synod Community Services and chair of the Washtenaw ID Task Force. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.